Item number two is a rezoning for 675 Jefferson Avenue under file DAZ 230 of 2011. In accordance with the City of Winnipeg Charter and the Development Procedures Bylaw, this is a combined hearing, and the following items will also be heard at the same time. Item three is a conditional use under file DCU 180227 of 2011D. And item number four is a variance under file DAB 180228 of 2011D, both with the same affected premises at 675 Jefferson Avenue. The applicant has registered. His name is Boris Kravitz.
Could we please have your name and address for the record, please?
Boris Kravitz, 474 Belmont.
Belmont?
Sorry, sir.
Belmont.
Your constituent.
Yes, that's right. That's right. Anyway, welcome, and would you like to make a presentation of your...
Yeah, I'll start a little bit, and my architect will finish all technical stuff. I'll just say that I live in this city serious ago, immigrated from Ukraine, and over 28 years ago, I live in this house where I live right now, in this area. In last year, we bought two houses in the same area. Both of my sons moved, one behind the school just, and another one next door to this building. It's duplex. He's renting one side and another side he's moving in. I know very good this area, I love this area. Lots of people moved from north end to south end, but I love it. When this building came up for sale, we found just on the internet, really. And before that, I just sold. I mean, business I had all these 3 years. I was in restaurant business. I had seven different restaurants in our city. If you want, I can name it all of them. If not, it's okay. Last 10 years, I'm in hotel business. I had three hotels. In July, I sold one of the hotels. It was a five-year project, and I had partners there. After 5 years, we sold. So I took this money and started looking for another business, another hotel or something to do. Past, let's say, 6 months, I was looking, I could find it. And then this building came up, and my son always wanted to, he's running one of my hotels in Kingi. He's general manager. But he wanted always, father, he always had a restaurant, I never had a chance. So I said, let's build one from scratch, and I'll teach you everything what I know. And then you will know. And I retired after that. So this is why we bought this building. And because in this area is lots of people from Russia, from Eastern Europe, living in this part of the city, we wanted to put a store too. A store, it's not just store, it's daily store, and it's not just daily, it's regular food store, prepared food store. Whatever we sell in the restaurant, you can buy in the store. Repackaged or, you know, or frozen, or also we will bring all the delicatessen, like we have a couple other stores in the Russian stores here in Winnipeg that they bring, like smoked fish, special the smoked salami, Russian style or whatever in Ukrainian. So it's very store. So what we did, the way we decided to open the store and the restaurant about 60 seats. And we start working on that, and then idea came, maybe we can build something on the second floor. And before I start doing something, I contact Nico, and he start throwing ideas. And this is where we got to it, one of those ideas, one of his ideas, this one we wanted to present today.
Did anybody have any questions?
Mm-hmm. You'll also be applying for a liquor permit, sir?
I will be applying for a liquor permit because when you have good food, you have to have good wine.
Yes.
In case of Russian, maybe it will be double shots of vodka.
Yeah, good. The units on the second level, are those for rent or to purchase?
My idea to build them is all of them separate, meters separate, everything, maybe even to apply for separate titles. But I'm not quite planning to sell them. I want to rent them, and maybe in 10 years, who knows? But right now, it's going to be rental.
And what sort of parking arrangement, if any, do you have in the area? Like there is a school across the street, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
We did talk to the principal of the school. We had a meeting with him. He gave us the name of the
superintendent.
Oh, this is the word. The superintendent of this area. We called him in his office, and he's waiting now for his people to contact us when we can meet. But from the principal himself, he has nothing. He only said to us that there are special days in school, that they have special things going on, that those nights their parking will be not available. But most of the time he said we have no problem because it's they're not using it night. Also, I went and I asked in those big buildings, like 8 stories, a couple buildings, that they have rent, you can rent from them spaces if you need. Mm-hmm. They have for rent.
Right. How many parking spots do you have in the back?
It's going to be only 3, but I don't know.
There's a parking proposal strategy.
In order for him to answer questions, could we please have your name and your address, please, sir?
Sure. Neil Manuk and 900 Grosvenor.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. So on that, probably Neil, we can say that the 900, whatever I was taught, we tried to contact everybody. The school, we got, yes, 100% back those days, but he said, I cannot say me. You have to talk to that person. He said, I'm okay that it will be like that. But
so did you leave a message for the superintendent?
Yes.
Is that Brian O'Leary?
Yes.
Okay, and he needs to get back to you?
Yes.
Okay, when is he getting back to you?
This is the first floor. This week when your son gets back.
Yes. My son coming back tonight from his holidays, and it was set up that he will meet with him. He will talk to superintendent. Yeah. And also we bought, like I said, my son bought next building to that building where we want to build. And it's, first of all, he wanted his own home in about time, he's over 30. And another thing that I need that move because we are looking for maybe bigger development. There is another house, this huge one. We have now this two. We are working to buy the third house, where is the barbershop. And then we want to finish what we started. Let's put this way.
So you own the property next door?
Yes.
And you're not sure what you're doing there right now?
We rent it for now, and we have there lots of parking, about 7 acres of them.
Yeah, how much parking? Can I ask the administration? Is the lot next door? Is there only like 3 spots there?
The lot next door, it looks like it would be able to fit more spots if you put them on an angle parking situation.
But then they need permission for that, right?
Yes, because it's still zoned R1 single family. So by the bylaw, you're not allowed to count that as parking for the project we're looking at now, because it would be accessory, non-accessory parking off-site and all these bylaw sort of requirements that aren't met at this
but
point.
But it would be in their best interest to do that, to go forward with that. You need to use that parking. So I know the area quite well. There isn't a lot of on-street parking.
There's. Can I speak for a second? I guess there's no. Is that okay? I guess there is some on-street parking, and we did sort of a survey and sort of noted which streets have one-hour parking and two-hour parking. There is some.
Mm-hmm.
I think from the point of view of Boris and Ari, who are developing this project, it's being developed really as a community project, and I guess the hope is that, and I think it's probably not far-fetched at all, I think it's pretty accurate, is that people will walk to the restaurant, and that the restaurant will also be a place for school kids to go for lunch as well, and for the school to use in some way. So I think that it is sort of a bit of a different thing. It's not so much a destination kind of thing as a community thing where people could walk to, so that's super positive. On the parking proposal that we gave, there's a ton of bus stops that are. I've never seen so many bus stops in Claremont Cross. It's pretty insane. So there's that aspect as well.
I think that's true. I think you'll have a lot of pedestrian traffic during the day, and so on, and in the evening. But for Paradise Restaurant, for example, that's down the street, their parking lot is full in the evening, and they also have all the multifamily apartments and so on.
You did our homework with that. There's three schools around, all together, only high school is 1,200 people. 350 teachers in this area. You might well get 10% of that by restaurant and lunchtime food.
Yes.
You understand?
Yes. Well, I'll be your customer. I drive by every day.
I think the conversation they had with the principal was super positive,
good.
And
sure.
The principal I think was welcoming it as a sort of addition to the community.
Well, it helps the schools in the area.
It happened that my nephew is coach for the last 8 years in that school, so he's not coach who is getting money for that, but he's like volunteer coach.
Yes.
So it's we were supporting them, come out play basketball group, we bring them sometime in Kiwi, giving them cheaper rooms, they stay in our hotel. So we good with the school.
Yeah.
Cool. I just had a question, just out of curiosity, I'm just, you're saying that's a 60-seating restaurant?
Yes.
And, okay. And is there going to be, like, is it upstairs and in the basement as well? Or?
No.
Well, it's not, okay.
Only the floor.
Yeah, so your liquor permit you're requesting is for 60?
Yeah, we will be asking for the lounge. But it's not.
So you have enough square footage there to meet the liquor control requirements?
Yes.
Yeah. You do? Okay.
And then they have a food prep in the basement.
Yeah.
Coolidge.
No.
Downstairs, all the prep.
What's that?
Downstairs, all the prep.
Yes.
All the kitchen out there. On the second floor, on the main floor, and just lying when the worker is doing it. All the preparation done. And they are doing very good. Job there, I mean, it will be very nice. People who will work there will enjoy too, because we are building everything new. What I did when we came to this store, we got out everything. There was five different owners in this building before we took over. So instead of trying to make something from that, we decided everything out and start. You know, from the beginning, nice, clean, and new, and so this is the way.
Yeah, and the takeout area, is that for sandwiches and that at lunch for students as well, or?
Kebabs and falafels and then for lunch and then like whole up cheese and pierogies for dinner or something like that. Right?
I know somebody's son is going to be eating there for the next 2 days.
Good. And
the takeout area at the store. At lunchtime, it will be the main thing when students come in.
Yeah.
They can, who want to sit down inside, they go in and sit down inside. If they want to just grab something, they grab it and this so, and just. Okay. And it's separate can, entries and separate. Right.
And you'll have VLTs there as well?
Yes, I will apply for two VLTs. Maybe I will get up to four in time if they are. But about VLTs, I'll tell you, I have my team in Guinea. And all my clients there, 90% of my clients, it's ladies with blue hair. I mean, 80 plus, you know what I'm talking about. And they, in this area, lots of them live in those buildings with older people. And when I talk to a few, and now I don't have to ask my son, I get to walk. You know, like, things like this. This for who I see those questions, not for kids. Kids will not wait in there. And we are not doing that. People can sit on the, we apply for the outside party. We not allow just to sit with drink outside party. It will be part of the dining. If you want to drink, you have to order food.
Right. We have a patio, please.
Yeah.
Has it been looked at from encroachment on public pedestrian space?
When they apply for the patio permit, if I may, there's certain restrictions from the MLCC that it has to be enclosed and the access is accessible, and it is not allowed to encroach beyond the property line, so it will be inspected upon application and construction that it doesn't encroach.
Okay. Well, I only ask because I do walk there, and an example of Club 13 has an outdoor deck, and you walk into it all the time because it encroaches into the public space.
Okay.
Anyway, but it's to the property line, right?
So, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And what about the units upstairs? How high are the ceilings? You've got a loft area, do you, above the kitchen?
They've got a 40% mezzanine, so they've got a living dining space upstairs with a small roof balcony. So every unit has sort of their own exterior space, and then a couple bedrooms, the kitchen and bathroom below. They're quite sort of efficient, but they're quite bright. I mean, they're just meant to be, you know, bright nice units.
Any other questions? Okay, we're going to, are there any other people who are in support who would like to speak to this application?
Oh, just one other thing.
Oh, you have one more? Okay.
Did you folks read the planner's report? Are you okay with the items in there?
Well, the only thing that seemed, The only thing we were sort of unsure about, this 10% dedication made by payment of a sum to the city in lieu of the requirements for land dedication based on the increase in market value of the land. What that thing is seems a bit scary or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
What is that?
It's a very standard clause.
Okay.
That for all development, and that's how we help beautify or increase the park spaces in our neighborhood and help you with that. So that's the asset of all developers. And
money goes into the space for green space that the city decided that, and I believe the money, for example, was utilized today, right, for some murals at Rainbow
it's
Stage.
A standard clause for all developers.
So you're asking for the owner to
forward
all how much money?
It's 10%.
10% of the increased value. Is that how it works?
Yes, increased
value. Yeah. Councilor Shaughnessy always explained it best.
Okay, so the increased value goes from 3 to a million. We're talking 70 grand?
So if there's 300, it would be 700,000, would be 70 grand.
Yeah, that's correct. Hypothetically,
That's a lot of money. I mean, for a project that's sort of providing housing to without any sort of government assistance and whatnot, it's sort of a thin-edged kind of project in terms of a developer making rental housing. I'm just saying that from Boris's point of view.
I'll tell you that I can show all the budgets and all the I'm not making money on that project at all. I'm losing money. I'm doing that from two sides. Like I said, love this part of the city and to show to my son and to do something to have this apartment. I will need at least 5 years to get my money back that I can put constantly beside the mortgage. This is what I felt. So something like, and actually it's not from 300 to 1 million, it's from 300 to 1 million.
Three, or from 400 to whatever, it's a lot of money.
$1 million. So an amount like that, it's making or breaking really deal. I cannot put another 100,000 from, or even half of that.
So you're aware that people who move and live in spaces want to utilize parks. They want their kids to be able to play on play structures. They actually want to utilize park space, and that it costs the city money to provide that, and this is the way, this is how the city actually funds.
I understand that, and if somebody is putting a big factory and he's paying this money, I understand that. But if I provide for people with those apartments, to pay, it's impossible. It's just like I'm saying, it all will break or not. This, all the efforts and all the
deal. Sorry, okay, thank you, sir. Yes.
Does James know how much roughly that might be, the amount?
No, I haven't been involved in the amount calculations. I can say that clause is a standard clause with all rezonings. It's put on all of city rezoning applications. I couldn't imagine it would be as high as $70,000 for a project this size. It might be $7,000.
When is it due, the payment?
That's taken through land development, and it's probably at the same time when they fulfill their obligations for the zoning agreement and those sorts of things.
Is it just on the value of
the land?
It's
land.
Only on the land. Okay. So it's only on the land. Okay, sorry. I mean,
it's any time you rezone a property, you get there's an increase in value. So
that's misunderstanding. I was thinking
the whole building.
No, it's just a little bank.
Okay, yeah. That's something else.
Or else no one would be able to rezone.
That's right.
Well, you know, that amount of money, like over $10,000, well, over $20,000 or something, is a deal breaker. You know, the project is a very sort of tight project in terms of doing affordable housing. There's a reason why people don't do it, because you don't get rich doing
it's
it.
Very small.
Okay, good.
Like huge developments like Waverly West create lots of money, but that's...
yeah. That's a different thing.
Okay. Okay, I need to ask if there's any. We're going to get you to step down if there's no more questions. Then. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay, are there any other applicants in support who want to speak? No. Are there anybody opposed to this application? Registered? No. Are there any other people who wanted to speak to this for information? Don't hear anybody.
Nope.
So, okay. So, unless there's any further questions,
I'll move that the report of the Winnipeg Public Service be taken as read.
Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Carry.
I'd like to move that the receipt of public representations be concluded.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Carry.